This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq killed more than 100 people and injured at least 150. Flares are said to have ignited a ceiling decoration. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Where is Mum? That was the cry heard from an Iraqi man after he found his mother's clothes on Wednesday in the aftermath of a fire that ripped through a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq. More than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others were injured in the fire. Firefighters searched the charred skeleton of the building in Karakosh into Wednesday morning, and bereaved relatives gathered outside a morgue in the nearby city of Mosul.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Army Private Travis King, the soldier who ran into North Korea in July, is expected to return to the United States after he was expelled by North Korea into China, the U.S. State Department said on Wednesday.
We appreciate the professionalism of our diplomats who worked with their counterparts at the Department of Defense and coordinated with the governments of Sweden and the People's Republic of China. And we thank Sweden and the People's Republic of China for their assistance in facilitating that transfer.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller also told reporters he did not view King's return as a sign of a wider breakthrough with North Korea, and China had not served as a mediator in the matter, but rather as a transit point for the soldier. A former head of the breakaway ethnic Armenian government in Nagorno-Karabakh was arrested by Azerbaijan on Wednesday as he tried to escape into Armenia as part of an exodus of tens of thousands of people that has triggered a humanitarian crisis. This is VOA News. Malian political groups expressed outrage on Wednesday at the junta's decision to postpone indefinitely the presidential election that was supposed to bring back civilian rule. The ruling junta on Monday announced a delay to a presidential election scheduled for February in the West African nation. New dates for the voting will be communicated later, a government spokesman had said. The reasons given for the postponement included issues linked to the adoption this year of a new constitution and a review of the electoral lists. In a landmark court case in France, six young climate activists take on 32 European nations, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The group of Portuguese young adults and children between 11 and 24 years of age are at the European Court of Human Rights, where they're accusing the European governments of violating their human rights for what they say is a failure to adequately address climate change. It's the first climate change case filed with the court and could compel governments to significantly slash emissions and build cleaner infrastructure. The court's rulings are legally binding on member countries. A decision in the case is not expected, though, for several months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization is calling on schools to protect children from the toxic impact of tobacco use by creating nicotine and tobacco-free zones on their campuses. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The WHO guide highlights four ways to promote a nicotine and tobacco-free environment for young people. They include banning nicotine and tobacco products on school campuses, prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes and other tobacco products near schools, and banning the advertisement and promotion of tobacco products near schools. The guide also calls on schools to refuse sponsorships or engagement with tobacco and nicotine industries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has admitted Israel into a select group of countries whose citizens are allowed to travel to the United States without getting a visa in advance. The decision was announced Wednesday in Washington. It comes despite U.S. concerns about the Israeli government treatment of Palestinian Americans. Under the waiver program, as of November 30th, Israelis will be able to travel to the U.S. for business or leisure purposes for up to 90 days without a visa simply by registering with the Electronic System for Travel Authorization. I'm Joe Ramsey.